WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If you're so mad, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw! Sheesh!
It's Monday night, you and that means it's time for another edition of the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211, and in chat, if you're listening live, you get a double header, because following this will be CBR Not So Live, talking AEW All Out. But if you listen to us on the podcast, make sure you check out that podcast, because we're going to be talking things, all rounding things, but we're following, have the fallout from Payback, we had Men You Cannot See, we had main event awesome matches, and a main event Jey Uso. So there's that.
That's right. He's on Raw now.
He is, in fact, on Monday Night Raw now. I'm the producer, Sir Rocket, and that's Lindsay Ward.
So we have the fallout from Payback, which is, I don't have a good pun for it. I want to say the payback of Payback, but I guess that's not a thing, because you don't really have payback for Payback. Well, I mean, I guess you could. You could have a circle of revenge, but that's not the point.
I mean, that's kind of what our opening matchup was when Drew McIntyre and Matt Riddle took on the Viking Raiders, because Kofi got involved and Drew wanted revenge for the revenge of before being attacked during their match last week, so it is a circle of payback in a way.
I mean, so much revenge. All the revenge. This was good, though. This was... I like that they're pushing the Viking Raiders. It's nice that they're finally doing something with them.
After all the comedy with the Alpha Academy, now they're being pushed as serious top contenders, which is good.
Which they should be, honestly, because they're the Viking Raiders. But I'm still not a fan of Drew and Riddle together. I really don't like it, but they're doing something with them, so I can't complain.
Kofi got involved. There was a tornado-style match against No DQ. He got involved by accident, hitting Riddle with a kick. So, or I think he hit Drew with a kick, I should say, and then allowing the Viking Raiders to get the win. Kofi was very apologetic. He was trying to apologize later in the show, and it didn't work. It's not working. Things are getting a little tense between all of those men involved.
It may seem like they might have to have a match about it.
They may have to have a match about it. McIntyre was also upset because Jey Uso is now on Monday Night Raw. He said he's a little upset because McIntyre's upset because Cody brought Jey here, so it's another person trying to take, I guess, Drew's spot. But Jey Uso's now on Monday Night Raw. He came out. He was, you know, everyone likes him. Everyone likes a Jey Uso. He said he was gone 2 or 3 weeks, but it felt longer than that. He's speaking about the fighting for his family on TV. He said Cody Rhodes called him unexpectedly. He said he did some things in the past that may have created some enemies backstage, but they know where to find him. Speaking of one of his enemies, Sami Zayn comes out. He said it's been pretty crazy to see him standing right in the middle of the ring. Zayn said there will be a lot of people in the locker room who have a problem with Jey being here. Sami said that he and Kevin haven't always seen eye to eye on Jey. Kevin is not here because he's medically not clear after what happened at Payback. Zayn said he wanted to be the first person that saw Jey on Raw so they could tell him straight to his face that he's happy that he is here. Zayn talked about Jey for breaking free of the bloodline and saying he's truly main event Jey Uso. Sami talked about their history and they didn't expect to be buddies overnight. He's proud of Jey and offered him a handshake, but Jey is like, no. Zayn told Jey, that's fine, I'm ready whenever you're ready to talk. So Sami starts to walk away, and Jey goes, hey, Sami, now that wasn't very Usy of me, was it? They shook hands, They hugged, played to the crowd. Jey Uso is now on Monday Night Raw. There was a stare down with Drew and Jey as well. Good to see they're not just saying, hey, Jey's here, he's babyface. Let's all love him.
Continuity! Long-term storytelling, they have somebody looking after that. You have the resolution between Sammy and Jey, where, you know, it's we're cool, but we're not cool, we're still figuring it out, but it's the fallout from everything that happened with the Bloodline and Sammy, and it's Jey kind of now, him finding redemption, Jey healing, he is separated from Roman and the Bloodline, he's on his own. And so we'll see where this goes. I'm actually very curious to see them push Jey in with his brother, his pretty much his career. And when they had
you're cutting out a little bit.
I'm cutting out a little bit.
Yeah, now you're good.
Now I'm good.
You're good now. Continue.
Anyway, when they the last time they pushed Jey as a single, it was good. But the healing, the continuity, all the things. Yeah.
Yeah. So backstage later on, he was talking to walking backstage. Ran into Adam Pearce, and Adam Pearce is like, hey, got up some bad news. People are going to hate you because someone's leaving Monday Night Raw in the near future because, well, you got traded here, so they need compensation. So you're going to make some more enemies because someone's going to be moving here from here, so good luck with that.
Thanks for that. I don't understand. Okay.
If he quit, why is there a trade?
Yeah, why is there a trade? Why is it a problem? Like, I respect it, right? Like, they're basically creating issues for Jey Uso. Ooh. But he quit SmackDown. There's no reason why, like, somebody should be traded to SmackDown. And it shouldn't be a big deal anyway. You just walked up to somebody and you're like, hey, you just go to the locker room even, and you're just like, hey, does anybody want to go to SmackDown? We have to balance the roster. We need one person to go. Any volunteers? Like, can we please handle this as adults? That's what we all are. At least most of us. There must be balance, according to Keiji. I agree with that. There must be balance. But I feel like you could just walk up to, like, the locker room and be like, does anybody want to go to Fridays? Does anybody want to work Fridays instead of Mondays?
Maybe no one wants to work it.
I doubt that. Seriously. What if it's Kevin? Yo, what if it's Kevin? They send Kevin to Fridays.
That would be interesting. Anyway, Shayna Baszler took on Zoe Stark. Good match. Shayna got the win. They had a little something-something before the match backstage, and afterwards Shayna celebrated and then approached Zoe and told her that she gave her a better fight than Ronda Rousey did. Stark said Baszler gave her a better fight than Trish Stratus did. They bump fists. Do we have a new team on the horizon?
I mean, I wouldn't complain about this team. The very bizarre split of Zoe and Trish. Very random.
Very random. I guess
they kind of teased it before, but it was just very, very weird about what happened at Payback. And now it's like you have Shayna and Zoe together. Okay.
Raquel took on Chelsea Green. Raquel got the win. And she said she spoke to Adam Pearce and because of actions last week or the other night, Rhea will fight her next week. And Dom is banned from ringside. There's a backstage bit between Raquel and Chelsea as well with Adam Pearce.
Why were they fighting?
Because they
just because.
Because Chelsea opened her mouth.
Okay, I was trying to figure it out. Like, I was sitting here, no, and I was like, why?
So,
why? Because
she said Raquel's a loser, and, you know, that would be why.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Then we had the weirdest segment of all night. It was Miz TV.
This was just bizarre.
And he had the man you could not see, John Cena, as his guest.
And you really couldn't see him.
You really couldn't see him as it was an invisible John Cena. But Miz acted like John Cena was right there in the ring and talked into the empty chair. It felt weird. He said, could you see him? You can't see him? You can't see John Cena sitting right here? Miz said he's been able to see John Cena the entire time and all throughout the last 18 years. He said Cena was just sitting in a chair and would translate for him. Miz said if LA Knight would pay him or offer him a job during these hard times. Miz asked if Cena conspired with LA Knight. Crowd was going, yeah. Miz acted like Cena told him he would conspire with Knight. Miz said Knight's victory should be thrown out. He tells John Cena to leave. We had a tiny balls chant. Miz acted like he slapped John Cena right across the face. He took one back, took off his jacket. Fans went, holy shit. And then we had a simulated skull-crushing finale. Miz then said there was nothing invisible in matching about what's happened to him in WWE Payback. He said he challenged Knight to a 1-on-1 match with no special referees or surprises. Because in the end, LA Knight would just fade away.
This was good, but weird.
Miz was awesome.
Miz does what he does best. That's all I'm gonna say. Like, Miz is just Miz.
Seth Rollins came to the ring. He talked about, he said Nakamura did everything he could, said he was going to do and could at Payback. Rollins said there were points in the match where he didn't know if he would be able to get up. Rollins said he's still the champion, calls out Nakamura. Nakamura came out. He started speaking in Japanese. Rollins had come to the ring. He said he wouldn't pretend to understand what he said, but he assured Nakamura was accepting his challenge to a match and called on the ring, and Nakamura said no. He said he was confused as if they were going to have a championship rematch. Nakamura was like, no. Rollins leaves. Security came out. They try to fight. Got broken up. Ricochet came out to help Seth Rollins. Rollins wanted Nakamura. Adam Pearce is like, no, you can't have him tonight. Ricochet can. Ricochet would beat Nakamura by DQ when Seth Rollins got involved. Nakamura then took out Ricochet. He then took out Seth Rollins with steel steps, laying both men out. Ricochet would get up, chase Nakamura away, but the damage had already been done. Oh no, really good. They're continuing the story now. Ricochet's involved.
I'm here for all of this. It was a little confusing, like it was a little weird because it's just like Shinsuke and Seth are having a back and forth, which was fun. You have them sort of taunting each other, and then a random Ricochet appears with Adam Pearce, and they start fighting, and it was like just pandemonium. I was here for all of it because they're reigniting the Shinsuke Ricochet feud, which I think is a problem because we have them in fantasy.
Yeah, it happened. It happens.
It happens.
So Judgment Day is in the ring. Dominic was trying to talk, but again, gets booed out of the building. They're all holding gold in Judgment Day. Baylor congratulated Dom on his 1-year anniversary of joining Judgment Day. Baylor thanked Rhea for being such a great voice of reason, and he said him and Priest haven't had their ups and downs lately, but they are now the tag team champions. They gave a shout out to JD, who's having their back for the last 20 years. Baylor also thanked himself for reaching his career milestone, becoming Grand Slam champion. You deserve a champ. Rhea talked about giving Damian and Finn an ultimatum and said the pressure was on. She said they rose to the occasion, showing everyone that they are truly brothers and Judgment Day is a family. Rhea Ripley said there was one thing that was bothering her. She said the focus should be on their accomplishments, but they were talking about Jey Uso coming to Raw and what that means for the Bloodline. Rhea said the Bloodline has fallen and Judgment Day is the most dominant faction in WWE. Damian said he was trying to speak, but he kept getting interrupted because JD McDonagh came out and had something in his hand for Mr. Damian Priest. Priest said a small part of him was starting to like JD. Priest said it better be good. McDonagh said it was good, and then the ring came, gave him a briefcase. It was a purple and silver custom Money in the Bank, senior Money in the Bank briefcase. Damian liked it. This brought out Sami Zayn. Said it took 5 of them to beat him and Kevin. Zayn said he didn't see 5 champions. He saw 5 championships stealing turds. Zayn said a very special beating is owed to Dom for crossing him and Owens the tag team titles. Zayn said Dom wanted to fight him, but JD said, no, Dom's not fighting, but I'll fight you tonight. And that led to a later match between Sammy and JD, which was really good for the time they had. Dominic got involved, caused a distraction. JD got the win. Zayn went to attack Dominic, but JD kind of made the save for Dom. JD's kind of getting accepted.
He's being ingratiated into the group. You know, they're welcoming him in slowly but surely. He's winning and earning their trust.
I don't even feel like the Judgment Day story has become a rehash of the Bloodline. All members have gold, can only win via interference, and JD's trying to accept it as a member a la Sami Zayn. No, I wouldn't go that far. There's similarities, but no.
I mean, to be fair, everybody in a faction having gold is kind of and winning by interference is kind of a common trope for factions.
For heel factions, yeah.
Yeah, for heel factions. So it's not necessarily a rehash of the Bloodline in that instance. It's just eventually a go-to that it happens where everybody has gold, everybody's happy, everybody's satisfied, right? Because they all have their titles. Like the strife in the Bloodline before was the tension between Finn and Damian in terms of who was going to get Seth Rollins and, you know, Finn not having his gold because Damian had Money in the Bank, Rhea had her title, Dom had his title, and Finn had nothing. So Finn needed something, right? So Finn and Damian kind of sort of kiss and make up, so to speak, by winning the tag team championships off of Kevin and Sammy. Mm-hmm. And of course they win by interference because that's what you do. That's how you roll. And that's how you continue the story because as Sammy did tonight, he's like, took 5 of you. How about 2?
Yeah.
And I mean, JD coming in is eventually that's how you're going to probably split the group is you'll have JD and Finn go off and do their own thing. And then you'll have Rhea, Dominic, and Damian continue on once Damian, cashes in.
Look at Gunther for the heel thing, but he's has his cronies help. Maybe not in his matches, but he gets a lot of help from time to time. They're not involved in the finish, but they're out there. In some moments. But it's a little different. But it's a wrestling trope that kind of becomes a thing. One more note on JD and stuff, especially with Dom. Dom started trying to talk to Jey Uso, talking about having troubled fathers and families and everything like that. And we're welcome home with open arms into the Judgment Day.
Nah, let's leave Jey Uso alone.
But looks like Jey Uso might be now going after the Judgment Day. That's not a bad first little story.
No, that isn't.
Gunther, Gable, main event. IC title, hell of a match. You had Gable's family at ringside, and boy, were they heartbroken when he lost. After he got dropped on his head, power bomb, and then clothesline out of nowhere. Gunther retained, but his daughter started crying.
They kept showing the kids. Why do they keep showing the kids? Like, oh my god. God, it was so heartbreaking. It was like, stop.
Yeah.
Just stop. Like, oh God, my heart. Because she was crying. She was bawling. And I mean, it didn't help that Gable got like dropped on his head.
Yeah, he did.
Unfortunately, like, I think that was an accident. That wasn't intentional. But yeah, like, Gable got dropped on his head. But this was a fantastic main event. We should have it again. But like, this was super, super, super good because it just, yeah, it hit all the right buttons. It challenged Gunther. And I think Gunther may have tweaked his ankle a little bit, but we'll see. He should be okay.
He looked fine after the match. So now he's the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion. Yay.
So is it no longer the Honky Meter? It's now the Gunther Gauge?
In four days, officially, he held the record. Unless he's surprising, you know, they were saying, hey, he set the record. But, you know, there's SmackDown. You can always make some circumstances where he has to defend it on Friday. But nah. No, but I don't think he will because I think he's going to.
I think they're going to give it to him.
No, I think they're giving it to him because it would be a great story to do. But I think he's in India, so he can't do it because that would be the same day. Sad. Anyway, that's the post show.
It's a good show. Good Monday Night Raw. We begin the build to the next pay-per-view. And we'll see what happens.
Indeed. For those listening live, CBRO Not So Live, live, will be next. But Thursday, it's The Rack.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news, notes, payback. We are going to talk about the elephant in the room, the big news that broke over the weekend. We will be discussing it. So if you're interested, if you want to leave your comments, if you want to come in and discuss in the chat, it will be The Rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on wildtalkradio.com. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then good for you. If you do, good for you.
If you do, drink some Pepsi. Saturday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, Fortnite with Friend, followed by CB Radio Live. 11:30 p.m. Eastern, Sunday, it's WTR Sunday, Russell Talk Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show at 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twixter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account is called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangle button on the screen. It's also Subtember, and subs are cheaper. Do the thing. Subscribe to the channel. Support us. You can also use credit card RocketSock or
Lin's M Ward.
The Fortnite item shopper, Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Linsward, LNSWD. You can check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Linsward, where I stream Honkai Star Rail and Genshin Impact. We have been going through Fontaine. We are almost at the end, so we will be switching back over to Star Rail here soon. But there is a banner drop, so, you know, use the creator codes tomorrow when Child and Zhongli come out in the store. You can also check me out on YouTube, youtube.com/@SymbolLinsward. LinsWard.rockcreator.com, or just look for LinsWard on the YouTubes, and you can follow me on TikTok at LinsWard0. I've had a lot of new followers, so thank you. But please come follow, like, subscribe, do all the things. Thank you. Bye!
For those listening live, CBRO Not So Live will be available in just a few moments, and if you're not listening live and you're listening to podcasts, check out the podcast, because we're talking AEW All Out. But this has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday night for The Rack, and live every Monday night along the airwaves of Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.